Is it safe to say that word has gotten out?
Well, there was an event.
Yes. I want to say, gas bombs, whatever, bombs found. Multiple people shot after man opens fire in Brooklyn subway station during rush hour. Bombs found. Suspect, a stunning and brave BIPOC male.
Have they arrested him yet?
From what I have seen here, there's no updates on that front. The most recent article here linked was from the New York Post. 29 injured. Attacker on 8:30 this morning. At the time that this article was posted, he had been on the lam for 4 hours.
All right, so he was wearing a vest, a gas mask, and a tool belt.
Yes, multiple explosive devices found. Uh-huh. I love this guy here. He looks like he's taking a selfie. Well, like, oh, look at me with the blood, bro. Oh, social media clout, Instagram. Oh.
Yeah, and what you see in that picture, see that blood?
Yeah.
That blood's been on the ground probably less than 5 minutes. Because there's a certain point when you look at blood, it goes from being red and it turns like this dark blackish color as it oxidizes.
You ever seen blood in the moonlight, Pop? It appears quite black.
Well, I had to pick up. I was the NCOIC of a cleanup of a mortar attack that hit the unsecured prisoner camp inside Abu.
Yeah,
like 350 people were wounded, and 105 were just straight out killed outright.
Yeah.
All right. So after they got all the wounded stabilized and got them the out of there, they're all burned out. And they're like, hey, Pop, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. You're going to pick up dead bodies. I'm like, fuck.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, it's the second wave. The first wave worked only 35 minutes. And then they pulled them off because people were like crying and vomiting. And then my team went in there and we finished the job because I turned it into a joke fest.
Well, that's kind of how you do it.
Yeah. Because it was really bothering me. And it still bothers me to this day. But I remember being the auctioneer because we had to fill these body bags. I'm like, all right, I need a head here. I need a head. Give me some head. Anybody got a head? Head, head, head. All right, there's a head. All right. What is this bag? And I had like a little thing and there was like a little cardboard thing. And I'd be like, okay, there's a head. All right, I need a torso. Torso. Anybody got a torso? What do you got? Okay, half a torso, that'll work. All right, two arms, two legs. Two arms, two legs. Okay, okay. All right, the arms don't, there's two arms. Throw it, we didn't care.
We got a bunch of bodies here. We can't tell whether or not they're male, so we need. All right, there you go.
And then you'd have guys start doing the. And I'd be like, oh, we got to puke here. Got to puke here. Got to puke here. Step off the side. Puke, puke, puke. Do what you got to do. All right, Rick. All right. That is how I did it.
Cut them off.
Total cocks.
That is how I got. That is how I got through it, man.
Hey, you got to keep your chill, right? We've talked about that many times.
Yeah, and I'm going to be covering this at the CME when I talk about mental toughness.
Excellent. But hang on. I really like that one. But there we go. Yeah, I think she needs to reach a little farther under the seat.
Wow.
It's important to bring up.
Okay.
We all saw the headline, so we know what's up here.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the people in charge of the media, this never happens.
Yes.
Right? Unfortunately, if you take a look at all of the mass shooters from 2021, it happens the time.
All right. So wait, there's a white
One
guy.
One of these things is not like the other.
Two white guys. Three.
Just doesn't belong.
Hang on. Four. All right. Three and a half.
Three and a half.
Four.
And don't forget, some of these mugshots might have made their way across the desk of CNN and gotten whitewashed before they were published on the internet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm only seeing maybe a couple dozen, actual, like, white faces that pop out at you.
If that, man.
Yeah. I love the old guy in the second row at the end.
Or this guy right here. It looks like Santa Claus went on a hardcore bender.
Yeah.
Woo. I can't stand these fucking shoes with the damn toys. Yeah,
fuck you!
I'm going to burn this whole fucking place to the ground. Ho, ho, motherfuckers!
Yeah, and look, man, we've got violent crime skyrocketing in Blue City and Blue State shitholes.
Yep.
And quite frankly, we're going to talk about the gun thing here for a second.
Yeah.
All right, if you go on YouTube, you can hear this haunting sounds from Shanghai, where they have millions upon millions of people locked in their fucking homes.
It is messed up.
And the reason they're able to do that is because their population doesn't have any fucking guns.
Yep.
Yes.
And that is exactly what the Biden administration wants for you.
That's absolutely true. And listen, we saw what happened with the BLM and all the crazy shit going on. All right. That is going to it's going to continue to happen because our culture and our civilization is not stabilizing. It is only going to get worse. And guess what? The police don't have to protect you or your property. All they really do is, after it all calms down, they show up, they take a bunch of fucking pictures, all right? And then maybe they put together a suspect list, and there you go.
Yep.
So they process the scene.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
That's it. No one's protecting you. You have to protect yourself.
Yep. And so I have to ask, is anyone else just a little bit, what's that word, suspicious that this shooting happens less than 48 hours after Biden announces his little ghost gun grab by executive order, which means that it's going to last all of about 15 seconds before it gets smacked down by SCOTUS?
Well, SCOTUS just got a new ferry put in charge.
But it's just repaired. It's just replacing somebody else who would have voted exactly the same way.
I don't know, man. I don't know. All I can say is,
I mean, these aren't kiddie porn.
Once they take away the Second Amendment and they take your guns, you are nothing but serfs, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yep, you could total up all of the gun-related shootings in this country going back 50 years. It would not even come close to the number of people who were slaughtered by their own governments in the 20th century alone because they didn't have guns.
That's absolutely correct.
Right.
Yeah, disarming the populace.
By the way, Representative Thomas Massey's a happy guy. He's not suicidal.
Yep.
That's good. Yeah, hashtag Thomas Massey did not kill himself.
But like right after Germany or Nazi Germany came into being, they collected the guns.
Yep.
And then a few years later, they started rounding people up.
Yeah. Australia called it a government buyback. And we all see exactly what's going on over there.
That's a huge cluster over there, man.
Just a bit.
Wow! All right, let's do an inventory. Hilarious. What do we got?
All right, we'll do a quick inventory here. Just in case you didn't, you know, if you were wondering if this has any, you know, legitimacy whatsoever, far left activist David Hogg, he said he's going to be there at the White House. Yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, apparently this is going to modernize the definition of frame or receiver and help close a regulatory loophole associated with the unserialized, privately made firearms that the administration claimed are increasingly being recovered at crime scenes across the country. Never mind the fact that most gun-related crime is committed with firearms not registered to the person who f***ing has it.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
A way you can get around this, right? You make the ghost gun, and you put a f***ing serial number on it. There you go.
Well, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
The reason why they're going after ghost guns is because, let's be honest, the government is the real threat.
Correct.
If they had any respect for the Constitution whatsoever, they wouldn't constantly be wiping their asses.
I mean, let me explain this to people out there. Putting together a ghost gun, it's not that hard. If you have an IQ of 100 or higher, you can figure it out. And you could do it with a lot of tools and jigs and so forth that you can buy at Harbor Freight or wherever. And what they do is you get the lower receiver and only 20% is finished. They give you the schematics. They tell you what to do. A lot of times they give you the jigs and tools to do it yourself at home. And once somebody does that, they realize just how f***ing easy it is. It's not that hard. Okay, you can literally 3D print all the plastic parts of your AR-15, do the ghost gun lower receiver, and build it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, and listen, you can actually get a milling machine. It's going to cost you a couple grand where you take the block of aluminum, drop it in there, and it builds the whole thing for you. That could be done too.
Hell yeah. Ghost guns are where it's at, gentlemen.
What's the supply chain crisis for milling machines right now?
Yeah, I know.
Supply chain crisis for everything.
I myself have turned in my firearms for fishing poles. So
yeah,
it is what it is.
I thought you lost him in that boating accident.
While I was fishing.
Right. Of course. Oh,
got it.
Yeah. He was fishing for a place to hide his guns.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
Watch Gruntspeak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.